just want to warn everybody that the Rambam speaks very strongly about making fun of Balei Tshuva. So Rav Nachman and I have both decided to be Balei Tshuva. And we made a deal. He is going to pravta his tshuva by sitting here in my daf yomi. I am going to pravta tshuva by giving a daf yomi with him here, knowing that he's laughing at everything that I'm saying. But both of us are trying to be misakim, so you're not allowed to laugh at us. This is understood.
The Rav was sad that she always would have been the mitzvah of the gifts, and that's the mitzvah of the gifts.
There shouldn't be macho people. Okay, so let's remember what we've done so far. We've discovered that there's a general machloikas about whether the halach of three dayanim is a diaraisa or a derabbanan. If it's a diaraisa, it's based on the three occurrences of Elohim, which is certainly a diaraisa in terms of those things that Elohim has said for 100%. Kiteilos, chavolos, because it appears in the middle of the parashas of Shema. Our only question is whether it comes to other inyanim momenes, like heidois, chavolos, whether we hold Iruf Parshiot Katuvka, in other words, is Parshas Mishpatim mixed together so the elements of In Kesef Talvet Ani occur in the middle of Parshas HaShemrin, where, for instance, it says Asher Yomar Ki Huzeh, which is much more likely to be applied to Halva'a than to Shemrin. If it's, in fact, Iruf Parshas, that the three Elohims apply to Hadas Halva'is as well. The three Elohims, by the way, was itself a sub-machloikas, whether we're dashing each one of those Elohims, we're dashing the latter two of the Elohims, and we're saying Ein Bez Din Shokol. But in any event, that would be called Diraisa, and we would say Iruv Parshas Kosuv Kan. Now there is Lechora, that would mean that there's no way that a Dayan who is alone would be able to be done. That's what it appears to be. Yesterday we saw that there is a halacha, that a dayan, at least as a mumch, a rabbim, is able to be done. The parshas that din could be said if you hold that a new parshas kosuv kan, which is how Rashi learns. However, there's another approach, which is the way Tosfos learns, that even if you hold your parshas kosuv kan, that the rabbanan were matzvich, a dayan was mumch, a rabbim, to be done, afal pikin. Now we know that in the middle of all of this tumult, Shmuel has said that Shnayim Shadanu Dineyam Din, at least B'diavad, but they're called a Beis Din Chatzuf. Now obviously that's not referring to Mumchim, that's some people Shadanu Dineyam Din. Now again, the question about the relationship of these halakas to overall, whether it's a Diraisa, a Drabon, and Rashi holds all the time that wherever we find someone who says that it's okay to be done less than three dayanim, it must be he holds that there's no Iruv Parshas here. Tosfos disagrees, and he says that the Tzedek Tishpot Amitecha could be a ground for saying that there's a Din B'diavad, even Ali B'dishmul, if you hold that Iruv Parshas is Kosuv Kan. So this is something that's kedai to take into consideration. We'll talk about it today, because the Gemara now wants to go into the Shita of Shmuel. So Gufa, let's get back now to Shmuel, because we had now a interlude in which we were discussing the halacha of what's to do.
12 lines up.
Yeah, on Amid Beis. I'm sorry, we're on Hey Amid Beis, 12 lines up. But I just want to remind you again about our interlude. So we've had an interlude about the question of Dayanut, which is given through Rishus. So we had a concept of Mumcha L'Rabim, which could mean Humchu L'Rabim, meaning that the Rabim has appointed him. Rabim has appointed him would mean that it requires somebody with the Kayach L'Rabim, either the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, who the Gemara said yesterday is called Mechokek, or the Resh Kalusim Bado, who the Gemara said yesterday is called Shevet, both of whom have elements of the Kayach of Malchus Beis David. But then it turned out in the Gemara, you really don't even need that. Yochid Mumcha actually is defined by his knowledge and his ability to apply that knowledge. So he has to be Gemirna, Zavirna, like Anna, I, as Rav Nachman said, or as Rav Huna said. There is, however, a value of having that rishus, because that rishus makes it possible to get away with a mistake and not having to pay. Now, there's other ways to get away with mistakes and not having to pay. You could have the balei dinim be makabo your din. So they accept your din, whatever it is, even if it turns out that you did make a mistake. All right, but in the event that they weren't makabo your din, the rishus is a very nice idea to have. Then we had another question. This rishus originally took the form, as we saw, of Yere, Yere, Yadin, Yadin, Yatir, Beferes, Yatir, whatever, Al Yatir, whatever the case may be. Now, the Gemara ended up saying that actually only part of that was the idea of the Rishus that's given by the Nasi, or that's given by the Resh Galusa, in order to be Potter. There's also a different element, which was the Yore, Yore aspect, and that part was Mechudesh Ayadei Rebbe, with a Maisi Shahoya, where he saw that Talmidim that were Moran, that couldn't communicate properly and carefully, ended up causing problems by being misunderstood. So they made a takana that unless the Rav gives Rishus to a Talmud that he knows is capable of being Moran properly, that Talmud shouldn't be Moran. Now this is aside from the normal issue that you cannot be Moran around your Rav anyway, which that was a Diraisa, because it was learned out of Moshe. Since everybody was leaving the Machaneh to go to the tent of Moshe to ask questions of Bosa B'Cholov, they could have asked anybody. But they went for Dafka to Moshe because, again, nobody was going to be Meira in Mokum Rava. Having gone through that, we come back now to our discussion, our earlier discussion, of what is the halakha if you have less than three Dayanim that Dafka to do. Gufa. Omar Shmuel Shnayim Shadanu Dineim Din Elishinikra Beit Din Chatsuf. So here we see that Bidiyavad, that it's possible to be done with two, and of course when it says two, as Tosis points out, there's no advantage in two over one. Either it's possible to be done as a Yochid, either again because of the Tzedek Tishpot, or because it's possible to be Gemer with less than three, at least Bidiyavad. That's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. But what Shmuel is saying is that even Shnayim is considered to be... you've taken up Richie's voice. No, but then I'm not going to be able to hit you. Is there? Well, then let's make it, because we certainly can't push...
Get it away.
Let's bring in that other chair then. The only point of mentioning the two, as Tosis points out, is that the two tells us that even though there were two, there's still considered to be a Bez Din Chatsu. But the halacha, as far as that the din is din b'diavad, that din b'diavad would be true even with one, according to Shmuel. There's no advantage in two over one.
Is two called a Bez Din or one not?
No. That's what he's saying. Neither would be called a Bez Din. This is how Tosis holds up. There is another possibility, as we'll see if you pick it up as we go. Yosef Reb Nachman the Gomelah Hashmaitzah. So Reb Nachman was saying over this, and Eitzei Revel, Reb Nachman, how could anybody possibly say this? If it says Beferish that Afilu Shnayim Mizakim or Shnayim and Machaydim, the Achad Omer in Yodea, the halacha is in the Mishnah that if you have two people in a Bez Din of three, they knew the halacha, so they said the Dinei Zakai, the Dinei Zerizchayim. And one of them said, look, I don't know. So you'd say, okay, you don't know, fine. So we ended up asking the din out of two out of three. What's a bit? Even if you would have known the other way, we would have still had to paskin such like them. Now, what it is that you cannot paskin on that basis, but rather, Yosifu ha-dayanim. You'll have to add now dayanim to take the place of this individual who basically has opted out because he doesn't know the halacha. Now, if Shmuel would be right, the Inisa, then La'avot Shnayim Shedanu. I mean, how could it possibly be worse than Shnayim Shedanu Shedineim Dino? The year they sat down as a Bezin, so not even a Chatzos. They're left with two out of three, no matter what the other guy would have said anyway. We know what the halach is. Either would have been unanimous or would have gone according to the rules.
But you must
have
one or two.
Or you must have one to take his place. We'll see later on. We'll discuss this later on, how to be Moshe. So, I mean, it seems impossible, because this is 100 times better than Shmuel's case, and Afal Pikein, we won't accept this as a psak. So you see that Shmuel is completely wrong from the Mishnah. The E-Isa, La'avakishnaim shadanu. If Shmuel is right, so how could this possibly be true? Says the Gemara, no, Shmuel over here, there's no contradiction at all, because Shani Yosin the Nikara Adaita the Tlata Yativim. If you sat down in order to have a psak or a bezin of Shalosh, and you end up without such a psak, then the din has not been nigma, because you were supposed to be sitting in front of a bezin, your bezin is not functional. What Shmuel was saying is if you sit down, bitnei a bezin of Shmai, it's a bezin of Chotzuf, that then, if they paskin, b'riyavad, the din is din, and it doesn't go back, it's a no chozer. That's the point. But Harkov, in Shmuel's case, lava daita de tlata yativa. They didn't sit down the chatchila to have a din with three. Esai. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, adin b'shlosha, u'pshara b'shnai, v'yaf v'koach b'shara mikoach adin. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says the rule is that a din would require three, but a pshara, now there's two types of pshara. There's a pshara which is where people come in and agree to mediation, in which there's a legal word for it, the mediation. Now whatever the mediators decide is binding mediation, I think they call it. Binding arbitration. Okay, so that's called a pshara, in which you have the arbiters will decide, al pi datam, what is the way to split this properly. Then, of course, you have mediation. Mediation people come around to accept, in which you try to create a situation that both sides are happy with. Now, what we're talking about all through the sugya over here is binding arbitration, when we say pshara. So pshara, it still, of course, can't be enforced without the rutzen of the people who are going to be bound. But once they agree, and they say, we're entering into this, then it's binding upon them, even though they don't like what it is that the Dayanim have said.
Well, so right. I wouldn't need to at all if they're agreeing.
You don't. We'll see later on in the Gemara, you don't. But that we'll discuss very soon. So then it requires three. Pshara is enough too. Yof ekoach pshara mikoach adin, sheshnayim shedanu, ba'alei dinim yecholim lachzor behem. In a case where you have two people who were done, and the people that they were done didn't like the din, so they can now turn around and say, that's no din. And indeed, since it wasn't a bezin of Shleisha, and this clearly seems to be saying not by Shmuel, since it wasn't a bezin of Shleisha, so then the Baalei Dinim can be chayzer. Ma she'en ken shnayim she'asu pishara, ein Baalei Dinim yecholim lachzor behem. But once you agree to arbitration, then you can't turn your back on it. It's too late. That's how this points out. This doesn't make any sense, because the same rule would have applied to din. Because if you accept the din that is given by Ibn Ayyafi, who isn't a mumcha, like we saw yesterday, if they were mekabel you, then too bad. The din wouldn't be chayzer. So, I mean, given the same constraints that we have the acceptance of the Baalei Dinim, what's the difference between the pshara and the din? And obviously that's the only point that we're talking about. I mean, we certainly can't now enforce a pshara on somebody, so the case that we're comparing has to be comparable, in which the Baalei Dinim accepted the din. And over here the Baalei Dinim accepted the pshara. So Tosis explains that maybe the point over here would be that it's talking about the acceptance of a din as din. So they said, give us a din the way you would normally give a din, as opposed to give us a pshara the way you would normally give a pshara. Now, if the din doesn't measure up to din, so then you can be chozer. Mashenken, you can never time out. Pshara doesn't measure up to pshara. This is the dot of the arbitrators. And so that would be the difference. Yes, exactly. That's a very dogmatic thing, but that's what that's what Tosfos says.
They gave the din. That was the din. Yishayon gave the din. That's
not all of it. No, they said, "Bidanas Moshe Regilim Lasei Sadin," is what they say there. So in other words, take normal procedure. So over there, if they can show that there are grounds to reject that normal procedure, we don't like this normal procedure.
It's inappropriate.
Well, no, it's normally if you accept it, you'd have to accept anything at all. Yeah. If you say, we'll accept you no matter what. So here they can turn their mind, not change, came by Pshar, they can't change their mind. Now there's other answers to this, but this is the way Tosfos explains, which of course makes it a lot less powerful of an argument from Shimon ben Leo. Now, the problem over here is that this shows that you cannot have a din of Shnayim that would be binding. I mean, that's what it's saying. The Shnayim can't, they certainly can't enforce the din on you. So how does Shmuel get away with this? V'chitena, maybe you'll say, okay, Shmuel holds Pligi Rabbanan, like Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's a Das Yachid, that's Rabbanan, who argues on Rav Shimon Gamliel. But we know that Rabbi Abu said that Shnayim should done on the Divrei HaKol and Dinayim Din. Apparently Rabbi Abu, and that was the way we started early in the Masechta, back at the very first Daf, Rabbi Abu says, well, nobody holds such a thing. Everybody agrees, two people are done, it's not a din at all. Oh, come on, I mean, who cares about that? Gabra, gabra, karavi, samir. You're going to bring Rabbi Abu against Shmuel, and Shmuel argues. He holds that the Rabbanan do argue on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So what's your problem? Now, I mean, the question over here, of course, is what exactly was Rabbi Abu talking about? I mean, how could it be the Divrei HaKol? We mentioned this earlier, and I said we would get back to it. I mean, we certainly know that the Tzemach Locus, whether Eruv Parshios is Shalash Dayanim by the Isbavois or any Eruv Parshios. I mean, what are you saying? Nobody at all holds such a thing. I mean, certainly there is a Man D'Amru argues, maybe not over here with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel in this case, but we know from earlier that there is certainly a Machlokas like that. And Tosfos wants to say that the meaning of Rabbi Avuhu is that according to the Shita of Eruv Parshiot, nobody would say that you could be done with less than three. Now this, of course, follows Tosfos' own approach. Tosfos held earlier that the Tzedek Tishpot Amitecha could be said even if you hold of Eruv Parshiot. So Rabbi Abu is coming along and saying, no, 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 nobody holds that. Meaning, given that there's Eruv Parshiot Kosef Kan, nobody would say that there's a way out of that. You certainly cannot be done with Shnayim. Fine, but according to Rashi, it's really problematic. What exactly does Rabbi Abu mean when he says nobody holds that Shnayim Shadonu Dinayim Din? So let's take a look at Rabbi Abu. Gufa. Omer Rabbi Abu, Shnayim Shadonu Dinayim Momenus, Ledivre Hakolein Dinayim Din. Nobody would hold that two people, even B'diavad, that would be considered to be a Din. Eisvei Rabbi Abu, Rabbi Abuhu. How can you say this if it says B'feirish Dan Et Hadin? A judge who makes a mistake, and he's mezakeh someone who should be chayev, or vice versa, or he's timei at tahor v'tiher at tamei. Masha asa asui, umishalem yibi. So he'll have to pay for any mistakes that were made over here. Now, why is masha asa asui in this case? We should say that if he was dan et hadin anyway, the whole thing goes back. Here it's talking about an individual, Dan et Hadin. Right now, obviously,
because
Yeah, it says Dan means he's an individual.
So it should be
Chozer completely. We saw before if it's Eino Din, so then it's Chozer. Why should he have to pay? Just take it back, turn it back around. Now, obviously, this begs a question, which is, what if it's impossible to be Mazer? So in the case of Timei, let's say he actually cost too much, now he can't make a Torah again. This is something that cannot be, or maybe the guy left town. I mean, why is the Gemara ignoring that possibility? And then there would be a question. Okay, but you already did your damage. So now what? And that, the truth is, that is a major machlokas. And the Rishonim, what happens in cases where the din would have been closer, but for logistical reasons, we can't recover it. Whether that's also included, of course, this Gemara figures heavily in that machlokas. Here it seems to be mashman, but that wouldn't be a reason to pay. It's just a logistical problem, so go take care of it. But the Gemara gives another answer. The Gemara says, "Halklamayaskinan dekiblu alayu." Here, and we saw that any time the balei dinim are ready to accept a dayan, fine. So the dayan doesn't have to be a mumchei; they can accept whatever they want. But if that's the case, we said yesterday that once they accept it, then you don't have to pay for mistakes. So, Mabodachach, if they were Makabla, La Yachyamai Mishalemi Beto, why then do they have to pay? Ah, the Omer Olay, they say, we accept your din if it's Alpi the Torah. So they said to them, look, we'll be kofif ourselves to your din, but dayantalan din Torah. We'll see. So, okay, so what isn't din Torah? Well, you're saying over here that they were to'et. So what does that mean, they were to'et? It's hard by mind. I mean, if you're going to tell me that they were to'et literally in something that was opposite from the clear-cut halacha, so they were to'a bidvan mishnah, and a dvar mishnah does not have to be literally in a mishnah. Remember that the concept of mishnah includes any clear-cut halacha psukah, so it was a toset, rites of something, another something that there was no machlokas on and was accepted as the halacha, the din is the amr of sheshes amr abasi, to'a bidvan mishnah, it's chozer anyway. In other words, a din doesn't stand up at all unless it has some basis in the Torah. So therefore, such a case doesn't make any sense, because you're saying the din won't be chozer. Why? Because they were makabel on themselves. But they have to pay because they weren't don kedin Torah. If they weren't don kedin Torah and keneged halacha, then the din would be chozer anyway, even if they aren't normal dayanim and makabel and so on and so forth. So what was the case? And if it's a different case, I mean, so, maybe they're right. I mean, how can you can't prove them wrong? Either it's a clear halacha, or it's not a clear halacha. If it's not a clear halacha, so then who's to say that they're wrong? That they should have to pay? And they'll say, look, we believe this is halacha. You don't like it, lumber. I mean, this is the way it is, as far as we're concerned. So, Mamonashach, how does such a thing come about? Answers the Gemara, Ela bita'a b'shikul hadat. It's talking about over here that the mistake was in terms of judgment. And how do we define a mistake in judgment? Let's say that we have a machlokas. We know the machlokas, we know both studim of the machlokas. We're talking about a case where lo itma hilchata lo kemar v'lo kemar. There was no psak by the Beis Din or by the Gemara, which was the last of the Beis Din that was Koveya, halacha on everybody. The Sugyan de Alma, Aliba de Chad now. However, the overall Sugyan, now there's two approaches to Sugyan de Alma. We'll see later on in the Gemara, that, not today, but in a couple of weeks, that Sugyan de Alma generally means the way that this thing is dealt with in the Beis HaMedrash. Normally, they keep referring in the Beis HaMedrash to one of the opinions as the one that we keep trying to make things work out according to. But there's some understand that Rashi means here, Sugyan de Alma, the way that Dayanim normally done. So that it's the derech of din. However, I must tell you personally, I don't find that analysis of Rashi's words is very, very machayev of me. Because, I mean, that kind of statement could be the use of the sense of the Mahalik Hadin doesn't necessarily mean Mahalak HaDin in terms of Dayanim. It's Mahalak HaDin in the way people are Dan the Din in a Beis HaMedrash is also called Din, the Mahalak HaDin. But in any event, there are two pshats that are brought Lahalak about Shikala Das. So if you have...
to make it work out, makes it balance.
Yeah, we see that the Gemara constantly attempts to have it work out, Aliba the Shita. And they're always asking questions, so what will we do then with this? It's Mashma that everyone is noted to see the Dalok is that way.
Get rid of one.
No, on the contrary. Yeah, when you try to get rid of one, then they try to get rid of it.
No,
the Mahalak Hashita means that the Gemara tries to make it work out. Like often we find the Gemara will say things to make a Mishnah work out a little bit early mayor, even though, I mean, it works out better elsewhere. And so, because we understand that we would prefer that this would be early mayor's Mishnah. So there's a preference. There seems to be prejudice to try to get something to work out according to one shot. So that means that there's a prejudice in that direction. So you're Shikala Dasa, you're going off on your own approach, when Lamaisa, the Sugya generally doesn't mean that. So then, that's considered to be a mistake in Shikala Das. But the din is in Chozer, because there certainly is grounds for it, and if there's grounds for it, then the din is Kayan. So they didn't accept that on themselves.
Because it
wasn't the way a din Torah would have normally worked out, but nonetheless, you can't be mocked through it. And therefore, in that case, Mishalami basis.
Oh, it can't be marked because it's fine.
Because it has a basis, and as long as it has a basis, it can't be marked.
I mean, so, I mean,
this is disappointing, isn't it? This is seriously disappointing.
It's not that fair.
Ariel feels the independence of the halacha should grant somebody the right to. Okay, this is my shikul hadas, not your shikul hadas. Which ultimately, what he's really asking is, how could there be a tohu in shikul hadas? Isn't shikul hadas by definition shikul hadas? And since the halacha is given over to shikul hadas, so then it seems to be, and it's no kosher, but right, it is a functional halacha. So his question is a very meaningful question. Is this a function of halacha, or is it a function of what they were makabel on themselves as Dayantalan in Torah, which means the way that we would have expected a court to have decided? That is a very good question. Yet to be seen. So the Arzal, Iyu, the other Kidav, they go ahead and they went according to the other one. Hainu Shitaladat. Fine. So Lema Kitanoi. Now it appears that this issue that we thought was only an issue between Rabbi Abu and Shmuel as to whether we would be willing to say that Shnayim Shadanu, as at least Bidi Abad, Dinehem Din, it seems to actually be a Machlokas Tanoi, because we have a Machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim as follows. Bitsua Bishlosha, Divi Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim Omrim, Tishara, or Bitsua Biyachid. Now, here, it's a very strange machlokas, because if we're talking about bisua, and here we seem to be using the words interchangeably, so that there's even another year, so that the Chacham means wash, this shara meaning bisua. The bisua can only be binding, the bisua can only be binding if the Balei Dinim have agreed. L'chora, if Balei Dinim agree, what's the difference who they agree to? I mean, in the same way that you can agree to an individual dayan, you should be able to agree to an individual posher. So this whole thing is a little bit strange. We'll keep that in mind as we go through. But in any event, Rabbi Meir says the concept of bitsua, of a bezdin, is only if there are three dayanim. The chachamim omrim, pishara b'yachid, even a single dayan would be sufficient. Now, Savrua, in the Beis HaMidrash, they took for granted that the Machlokas over here was the Machlokas of Shmuel and Rabbi Avu, namely, that Mekuliyama Makshinan Pshar Ladin. Because of the fact that it says in the Pasuk, Mishpat Utzdaka, and we're going to darsh in this Mishpat Utzdaka, keeps occurring as a juxtaposition in many places in Tanakh. Mishpat Utzdaka. So that would imply that Mishpat, which is raw din, and at least within the context of its applicability to people, and Tzedakah, which clearly is not raw din, but rather has in it elements of compromise acceptability, that those two things are similar to each other, and therefore whatever would qualify as a bezin for one would qualify as a bezin for the other, and therefore the machlokas boils down to what qualifies? Am I so my law baka mifligate? Rabbi Meir apparently holds mar sava din bishlosha. Since din is bishlosha, bitsua, which is compared to din, would also have to be bishlosha. Umar sava and the chachomim will argue on Rabbi Meir, they hold din bishnayim. And again, once you say din bishnayim, lechora, it would mean yokitsu. But the Gemara is gonna get into this in a moment. So according to them, it would be okay to have even one person as a dayan. Well, you mean because what they said is miyachim? Yeah. So we're saying the shnayim in the same sense of the shnayim and shmuel. But the Gemara will go into this in a moment in detail. Says the Gemara, well, not necessarily. It could be lo, the kulei amadin b'shlosha, I mean Rabbi Abu v'tayna. Everybody agrees that din is shlosha. You haven't brought me one individual who says that din is with less than three. The machlokas over here could be specifically in the issue of whether we compare pshara l'din. So how about kamiflugay? Marzav l'machin on pshara l'din. Umarzav l'machin on pshara l'din. Ah, so now you're telling me basically that we have three shitas. Yes, because before you said Rav Shimon Gamliel says pshara is b'shnai. Over here the Chachamim say pshara is b'yokid. And Rabbi Meir says Pshara's Bishlosha, which seems to mean that there's three shitas. So Lema Tlata Tanoi Pshara, the Ma'asava Bishlosha, that's Rabbi Meir, Umarsava the Shnaim, that's Rav Shimon Gamliel on the bottom of Amud Beis. Umarsava the Yachid, that's the Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Meir. Amravach Breda Ravika. Mitame Rabbi Yemer Bar Shalmia. No. Mandi Amatrei Apilu Chadnami. The truth is, there's no advantage in terms of the actual process of the arbitration when it comes to one or two. There is, however, a very, very important advantage in having two people there, namely, who's going to establish that that's what was determined in the arbitration. Suppose they now start fighting it out, and now he's saying, well, I'm the arbitrator, so I'm telling you this is what we came up with. I said, well, that's very nice, but right now you have to testify in court. Where's the other witness? So how are you going to enforce the arbitration in the court now? So therefore, you're certainly going to want to have two people there, because that way you have two people that then could stand up in any other court if one of them is suing the other or suing you or whatever.
What happens to our problem that judges can't be even and be outnumbered?
For arbitration?
That only applies. That
no, oh, I'm so happy you brought that up. I am so happy you brought that up. I probably forgot to tell you this. The din of arbitration is that it needs to be unanimous. Because that's the pshat of arbitration.
Right.
In other words, I want this to be something that everybody sees as being justified. If there's discussions about it, then I hold like the other one. Why should I agree to the two? I'm trying to figure out something that all would agree is the way to do it. So when we're talking about over here the arbitration, it's not the same type of process. Unless it's possible to create an arbitration like that, depending on the language that you use. But generally speaking, when we're talking about Bitsua and Pshara over here, it's not similar to Din in the sense of going according to the road. It means something that everyone, because that's the idea of compromise. So if it's arbitrated in the fashion of a compromise, why can't you compromise between yourselves before you're coming to tell me how I'm supposed to compromise with the other guy? Obviously, we're still fighting the same way the Bezdin is still fighting, so why should we accept the road? That's the point. So here, of course, it wouldn't be Nogea B'Klal, but it's useful to have two, because that way they can testify as to what they determined. Omer Rav Ashi, Shemami na Pshara Einat Tzricha Kinyan. That seems from here that once someone would be makabel on himself, that the Bezdin should indeed engage in arbitration, he cannot change his mind, even though he never made a Kinyan, to commit himself to this. The very fact that he said it in front of his constituted court of arbitration is Gemir Es Das. Because Yitzhak Adaitach Tzrich a Kinyan. If you're going to tell me that you do need a Kinyan, so then why in the world would anybody say, if Rabbi Meir is coming along here and saying you need three? So Laman Yomet Tzrich a Tlata. I mean, what possible reason could there be to require three, other than to say we need the koach of the courts to say that this arbitration will be binding no matter what you subsequently say your das was? But if you're telling me that you can make a kinyan, what would be the point of three? All you would need is lamali. Tlata lamali, what do you need three for? Tiske betray, that way you'll have your witnesses. Valik naminet. You have witnesses that the guy was kaina. If the guy was kaina, it doesn't matter what he was kaina on.
Two other guys who happened to see the kinyan.
No. The Bezdin itself will not, the so-called Bezdin, the arbitration court, will be themselves witnesses in any other court to enforce their arbitration. And the guy can't claim, well, I didn't really mean it because I didn't go to a duly constituted court. Excuse me, sir. Hey, you were calling that. And that Kinyan was an absolute commitment. So it seems, therefore, that Kinyan, we're taking for granted there's no Kinyan. Because otherwise, what, and as I asked you before, what would Rabbi Meir be saying Shlosha for, if anyway you have to be a Makabel? So Rav Ashi is assuming that the point of Rabbi Meir would only be that if you have a court, so the court can enforce their arbitration, but less than three, the court can't enforce it because the Baal Din could say, well, you know, you guys are much dumber than I thought. I really don't want to accept your arbitration. But now, if you would need Kinyan, then Rabbi Meir doesn't seem to make any sense at all. However, Rav Ashi is wrong. La'alocha. Ve'hilkasam, psharat tzricha Kinyan. The halacha is that even if you hold in three, you still need a kinyan. And the reason, Tosfos explains, is because according to Rabbi Meir, even a kinyan would be viewed as a kinyan b'ta'ut. If it turns out that somebody trusted two people for arbitration, then he's simply making an error. You cannot have decent arbitration less than three people. If you have three people, then the commonality of the das is sufficient to arbitrate. Two people, according to Rabbi Meir, is not. And even the king wouldn't help you. Tanu Rabbana, kishem shadin bishlosha, kach bitzua bishlosha. And this, of course, is the continuation of the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Nigmar hadin, however, once there's a gemar din, I atarashai litzoa, you cannot now, as a dayan, you cannot tell them, well, maybe we should just arbitrate this and get them to agree to the arbitration. Now, there's a machlokas Rashi tells us over here. Yeah. I'm not really sure I understand the legal implications of the word arbitration. But it means a compromise that's enforced by the court. Would that be okay to call that arbitration? Yeah? Okay.
They both before.
So this is the question. Yeah, binding arbitration. This is the question. Rashi says that the meaning of Nigmar Adin here is what it always is. The Nigmar Adin means the court gets up and says, Ish ploni ata chayav, Ish ploni ata patur, and so it says, well, that's crazy. But once that's done, I mean, what's a child for arbitration? Well, the guy's crazy. What, he's going to say, okay, let's go for arbitration. Why should I go for arbitration? You just said that I get the whole thing. I mean, you certainly can't force arbitration upon anybody that nobody holds. So what would be the case over here?
What does Mishabot mean? What is the case of the conclusion?
Mishabot says Nigman. You're making up Mishabot. Because you're jumping ahead and not looking inside properly. Yeah. So Nigmar Adin. So Tosfos learns Nigmar Adin over here. It does not mean Nigmar Adin in the sense of Ploni Ata Chayav, Ploni Ata Patur. It means Gomru Es Adin, meaning between themselves, the Dayanim see what they're going to be saying. In order to avoid saying it, they give the guy, and you, by the way, you find judges in civil courts do this all the time. What they do is they'll hint to a guy, you don't really want to come, you better come to some kind of agreement between you. And the guy gets scared, oh my God, the judge is saying you better, so I better, because he must be hinting to me that I'm going to lose. That's very, very common. So the point over here is that the judges cannot hint that kind of thing, which would then put pressure on the Balei Din to accept an arbitrated agreement. But according to Rashi, it's a little bit shrub. I mean, obviously, they wouldn't. So, what kind of pressure could you put on it? So Tosfos says maybe you could put pressure by saying, well, you know, this is a very complex thing. I mean, we may be making a mistake. You know, you never know. I mean, he goes to another court, or you know, you may end up taking money shalok din, and so that type of pressure. Others learn that we could be talking about over here a case in which it looks like it's going to be a big problem because this fellow, his name happens to be Luigi, and the guy that's hired. And so you decide maybe it would be nice to try to reach some kind of common agreement, like I make you a deal you can't refuse kind of thing. So even that over here wouldn't be acceptable. In other words, the only time, Tosfos brings in Agav, the only time that such thing would be acceptable is where the din is Machayev Shvua. And over there, the Dayanim want to avoid the possibility of a guy making a Shvua, even if it would be MS, there's elements not to make a Shvua, a kosher thing if they don't really trust him and so on. That there already you can put on pressure in order to avoid making a Shvua. But din is meant to be din, as will now begin with the Simon of Saruman's banks. Rabbi Eliezer ben Noshu of Yosef Aglili Omer, Asur Liftsoa. V'chol abotseya areze chote. It is prohibited. Somebody who comes to you for a din, you cannot tell them, well, why don't we just go to arbitration? They don't want arbitration. They came for din, and you're supposed to represent din to them. Now, by the way, again, as I mentioned to you earlier, there's two types of arbitration. There is a arbitration, which is not binding, in which what we're looking for is a compromise that the Balei Dinim shouldn't come to them. That's fine, according to Moshitas. That's how almost all of the Neisatayim, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, if the judges want to find a way that they shouldn't, everybody should be happy. What's wrong with everybody being happy? But to tell people, well, we'll impose a settlement that is not Lefi Ad Din, but is that Lefi our good feelings of how things should be balanced between you, that's an avera. So that you're mechuyev to give them the din. And somebody says, ah, this Dayan was, it was wonderful. He came out with an arbitrated solution that was fair for all. Such a person brings God to anger. If somebody blesses one who is botzea, he is actually angering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The din is meant to laser beam straight through the mountain, and you don't like it, you don't like it, but truth is truth. And actually the Mashal switches this, because it makes much more sense, skip the next few words, and go to V'chein Moshe Haya Omer, Yikov HaDin HaTahar. Moshe Rabbeinu always used to say this. He was a Dayan, so he used to say, Ki HaMishpat L'Elohimu. That's taken from Moshe Rabbeinu's pocket, so it makes sense to say it afterwards. Mm-hmm. So it's the Mishpat is in God's hands. It's not in the hands of your bellies to give us a sense of, well, it feels good there deep inside. That is to be Menayat Hashem. He gave you Mishpat, and that Mishpat is meant to be applied, not to try to make people happy with solutions that people feel happy with. It's God we're talking about over here. Aval Aharon. On the other hand, Aharon was not a Dayan. Ohev Shalom v'rodev Shalom, u'meisim Shalom bein adam l'chaviro. Shnemar Torat emet haita b'fiyu, ve'avla lo nimtza b'svata. V'shalom u'mishor alach itiv rabim eshiv mi'avon. So Aharon, who wasn't in a position which people came to him for the din, he would in fact always attempt to lead people. He was not a Dayan. He wouldn't come to Aaron for the din. So to him, this is how Tosfos learns. To him, Betzia would be certainly mutter. Others learn that what Aaron was talking about was not Betzia that we're referring to, but rather the sense of making everybody happy with compromises, because he didn't do it in the context of din at all. He would talk to them before he would say, well, what's the problem? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure we can find a way that you'll both be happy. Let's think about this, and so on, which was his normal approach. Make each person happy with the other person. So that was something that Aaron was in a position to do.
Doesn't it make sense that Aaron went after them instead of them going after Aaron? If the story about Aaron is the story of Aaron as far as saying he wants to make peace with you, et cetera, back and forth, that requires Aaron to go after them. If they came after him, he wouldn't be able to.
Enochinami. They weren't coming after him for din. That's what Tosfos is saying. He was not a Dayan. So no one would come to Aaron. So his approach would be to try to avert din. Moshe Rabbeinu's approach was not to try to avert din at all, because that was his. So in other words, the kayak of Moshe Rabbeinu as melech, and as one who's supposed to assert the emas hadin, the emas hamelech, is completely different from the function of a kohen, where over there the idea is the incorporation, the integration, and getting everybody into basically the Torah, so to speak, that which is makasha. So he had a completely different thing. Now, by the way, there's a hint over here to something later on, which is the Aval Aharon. We'll see that there is a very nasty implication of Botzei Averech, because Aharon compromised when it came to the Egel. Mm-hmm. And so over there are those who learned Botzei Averech on Aharon later, so some learned that that's the Aval Aharon. No. Aharon was good. Aharon was a good man who went around trying to find compromise. Don't apply the Botzei Averech to him. Okay, but that's already Berenice. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hareisha Gazal Sa'ar Shachitim. Rabbi Eliezer gives a different pirush to Botzei Averech. He says it means literally Botzei Averech, meaning Hareisha Gazal Sa'ar Shachitim V'tachana V'afa'a V'frish V'mena Chala. Somebody steals the wheat, and then the big tzaddik, he goes around and he makes himself a nice challah for Shabbos, and of course he comes now to take off challah on his stolen challahs, right? By the way, Tosfos points out that the only reason it says afa'a, usually you take off challah before you get to the afia, but those of us who just finished learning Maseches challah will recall that there are certain things in which until the end of the afia, there's no kviyas for challah. It's just a soft dose, and so on and so forth. So now it comes to be mevarech. Ketzad mevarech, but he's going to make a bracha now. Ein ze mevaresh ela mina etz. That is somebody who's making us disgusting. Now this guy's coming along now to make his hametzi over. Oh, yes, yes, one second. Niyet Hashem. Now, Oriel is asking, is this really halach? If you steal something, you don't make a bracha on it. What bracha are we talking about? Are we talking about making a bracha on his challahs, on his Shabbos dish? Did he say hametzi like a minaret?
Maybe on
that precious challah. Well, on what we're talking about. What's the botseya over here? Now, this is a whole discussion in the Rishayim. Some learn that, I'll tell you in a minute, some learn that in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah, what are you going to say? To steal wheat and to go ahead and take challah, that's absurd. So there, you don't make a brachas ha-mitzvah. But what about the Isser Bignena from Elam HaZeh without a bracha? That's a completely different. So now you're going to go ahead and now make another Isser by taking and say, well, I can't make a bracha, so I'll just eat it without a bracha. Over there, if you're going to eat it, you're still going to need the bracha. Even though that bracha may have elements of neot in it, what are you going to do?
I heard a tariff to this problem, like a story about Rabbi Kaplan. He was a camp counselor for this camp, and the whole thing was to try to steal the cake. Anyway, the camp was kicking in the wall of the kitchen. There was the other young kids that get the cake, and they just go back to eat the cake. He goes, wait a minute, you can't say a bracha over stolen food, so he takes the...
Okay, but in fact, this is really a machlokes of the Rishonim. What bracha are we talking about? Oh, that's a shadow. Why is it? Why don't we say just the fact that he's kodesh b'shinui is sufficient? Enoch dinami. It's sufficient to make it yours, but it's not sufficient to take away the source of how it is that you got to do this mitzvah. Ultimately, we view it as a mitzvah. It was coming through the Averi, even though Lamaisa you may be Yaitzah. What's no good? No, you can't. You, it doesn't make it no good. That's what the Rav here is referring to. Once you claim it, then it is good, no matter what. You're it now, machinery. Okay, so that's something else that was stolen. I'm not even going to return the same thing. I have to pay, but this is mine. So what are you going to say? I shouldn't take off challah? I'm not paying with challah? But the mitzvah above the avera element and the sensitivity to where the mitzvah came from, as opposed to the mitzvah above the avera that's ma'akev, the kashrus of the thing, which is a whole thing in and of itself, is enough to say that the bracha is angering Hashem. It's certainly not making him happy. But that's the palace. That nonetheless, you better make that bracha when it comes to Birkat Hanan. And even though it's making him angry, this is the Jewish way. You know, you say, but what's the point of a bracha if God doesn't like it? Yeah, well, I'll drop that anyway. So that's the way it goes. We have this is what the Halakha B'chai is. I think so. I mean, it's hard to say.
For the eating tradition, make a bracha.
That may be illegal. So this is Reb Eliezer. He's giving a completely different shot. According to him, the pasuk is not referring to somebody who's being botseya adin. Rebbe Meir Omer lo nemar botseya ala keneged Yehuda. Shenemar vayomer Yehuda ala chav ma betza ki naarog et atinu. Somebody who says, well, but that was a good compromise. I mean, that way he got his brothers on his side, and he was able to prevent them from killing Yosef, and instead, they just sold him. So that was good, wasn't it? No, I raised him in knives. Yehuda, having seen that he could have impact on his brothers, should have simply seen to it that the boy was returned. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha argues. He says, no, on the contrary, mitzvah litzoa. It's always a mitzvah, at least initially, to try to get people to arbitration rather than din. Shenema emet umishpat shalom shiftu bisharecha. And I explain how you get shalom out of mishpat. Alo b'makom sheyesh mishpat ein shalom. People are always griping, looking for ways to go to a different court to appeal it, to figure out why. Well, you call that shalom. B'makom sheyesh shalom ein mishpat. So how do you have both of these things? Ela izel mishpat sheyesh bo shalom. Havi omer zeh bitzua. So we see over here that there's an element of din that allows for arbitration. And this is mishpat itself. A mishpat that people find peace with. וכן בדוד הוא אומר, ויהי דוד עושה משפט וצדקה לכל עמו. So משפט הצדקה? הלא כל מקום שיש משפט עם צדקה, הצדקה עם משפט, אלא זה המשפט שיש בו צדקה, והיום זה ביצוע. Now, yes, but it means being matzdik, going beyond and being matzdik over and above. Now, the following is Atam the Tanakama. We're getting back now to the Tanakama of the next piece, where it says, Dan et adin, zikat et zakai v'chiyev et achayav, v'ra'ash nitchayev ani mamon, v'shilem lo mitoch beitzo, zeu mishpat u'tzaka. You want to talk about tzaka, charity? Yeah. You see what the din is. You pass in the din. Now the poor ani is in a terrible position. He owns, owes $1,000 to the usher. Takes David HaMelech the money out of his pocket and says, look, you got to pay $1,000. How about if I give you a loan? But so that way you haven't affected the din, but you've seen to it that there's tzedakah. So it's mishpat lezeh, utzedakah lezeh, mishpat lezeh shechzir lo mamon. He saw to it that the money was returned to the ashir. Utzedakah lezeh shechilem lo mitoch beto. So this would be still an explanation of mishpat tzedakah according to the Tanakhama without having to get to any compromises, which is a dilution of the concept of din. But if that's the case, Kashle LaRebbe, Rebbe was bothered by this. Why would it say, Vayi David Osei Mishpat Utsdaka L'chol Amo? According to this, the only time that he gave the money out of his own pocket was in the case where he was a poor man. Whereas L'chol Amo is mashma that everyone would be faced with tzedakah, which tends towards the other explanation that it's referring to, Bitsua.
Doesn't it mean in the
Ola? Oh, Ela. Therefore, David, of course, is always ahead of us. Ela afa pisha lo shilay mitoch beito. Zehu mishpat utzdaka. Mishpat lezeh utzdaka lezeh. Mishpat and tzedakah is by no means a contradiction. You have mishpat lezeh shechzir lo mamono, and it's a charity to somebody to take money that he doesn't really own away from him, and chas v'shalom, he shouldn't be stuck with being nene from things that aren't his. So tzedakah lezeh shehotzi gzeilah mitachat yado. Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe, we'll go through this again tomorrow, let's just want to argue. Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe, meshnayim shebo lefanech ladin. If two people come before you, ad shelo tishma divrehem, before you hear what they have to say, or the truth is, even misha tishma divrehem, even if you've heard what they've said, but you don't yet have a sense of where the land lies. So you don't know how it tends yet. Up until that point, you could tell them, as a piece of advice, it would be best if you arbitrate. But once you've heard what they have to say, you can no longer say that. Shenema, poter mayim, reshit madon, ulifnei hitgala hariv, nitosh, meaning, so poter ma'im, get rid of the ma'im, get rid of the way that the din will flow. Reishit madon at the beginning, meaning before you've heard it. Or lifnei hitgala. Here we're using hitgala as if it's hitgala with a hey, because hey and ayin are mischalev. So lifnei hitgala before it's clear to you. Lifnei shikolim shenitgala hariv atayachol not show, you can drop it. But mishenitgala hariv. You cannot drop it. And there's also Rabbi Yeshua ben Lakish Omer. There's also another element over here, which is that Shnayim Shebol Adin, Echad Rach V'Echad Kasher, if Luigi comes in front of you to Din. So before he's said his points, or even afterwards, you don't know whether he's going to end up being the one that's higher or not. Look, excuse me, but I don't deal with characters. I'm out of this. Because Shemen is Chayev Chazak. What happens if Luigi is Chayev? When Imsa Chazak wrote up, and the Dayan does not have to put himself into that kind of position. By the way, the Rambam says this is only if he's not a Dayan, meaning he's not appointed as a Dayan. He's appointed as a Dayan. He doesn't have an option. If he is the public Dayan, he's the public Dayan. It's only if people came to you for dinner, you have to agree to say to the Dayan. Then you can say, I want, but Misha Tishma Divrahim. Vatayodea Lehechanadinotea, Iatayakolomal and Shenema, Lota Guru Mipneish,
you cannot be afraid from anyone. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcham, Rabbi Naim, the Talmid, even a Talmid, Yoshev ben Rabo, the Ra'ad Zechut La'ani V'Chovala Ashir, Minayin Shelo Yishtok. How about if he's going to say something against his Rebbe publicly, and it's going to be insulting to the Ashir, who's a very kosher guy as well. Minayin Shelo Yishtok, how do you know he cannot be quiet? Shema Lo Taguru Mipnei Ish. Lo Taguru, Rabbi Chanin says, that means Lo Taguru in the sense of Oger. Oger means to keep something inside. Right. Yeah, the important man, an ish, Yeshua was important. Don't be afraid. No, okay. So, lo tachniz dvarecha mipnei ish. Don't keep your words inside, to be oger of the kayas, so to speak, from anybody, no matter how important they are. To be continued tomorrow. Omar Shmuel, Shnayim Shetanu Dineyem Dineyel Shenikro Beit Din Chatzuf Yotik Renachu Kom Lo Shmaitetam. How can you say that? It says a few shleim is a kimo shleim echayvim. Therefore, on the ring you there, you see for a day on him. If he eat that shleim shadav the day of him, so pasken on the basis of shleim. So how can shleim shadav? Shani atem the mi kara daita the tata yative. Oh, so lava daita the tata yative. Okay, and another question. Eighthly, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel amir adim bishlosha upshara bishnayim. ויופי כוח בשרה מכוח הדין, ששניים שתנו בעלי דינים יכולים לחזור לה, ושניים שעשו בשרה, אין בעלי דינים יכולים לחזור לה. וגית, אם פליגר הבנם על ידי רב שמי מנויות, אבל אומר רבי אבו, שניים שדונו לברי הכל אין דיני הם דין. נו, מילה, רבי אבו, גברה גברה קרמיתה, גוף. אומר רבי אבו, שניים שתנו דינים אמנות, לדברי הכל אין דיני הם דין. Dan et adin v'zikat achaya v'chiyevet azakai timet atahor tiyeret atamei masha sasui umishalei mibeito. By the way, it's not so poshut if you don't hold of doin din and the garmi, why you should be mishalei mibeito? He was only goren the loss. You don't pay for grama. So those who don't doin din in the garmi, those who argue on Rabbi Meir, they learn that it's talking about that he did the damage with his own hands. Meaning he took the perot tmeim and he mixed them with the perot torim and he caused the nazir.
Just think this is totally wrong.
So it's, then it's not wrong. Or that he took the money out of so-and-so's rishus and gave it to the other guy. Now that's the only way it would be chai. Anyway, v'achamayas kinan. The Kabiluhu Alayus Yokiamai Mishalim Beita. The Omalay, the Antalandin Torah. Omalay Rav Safla Rabbi Abba. What is the Ta'utabamai? He limited Ta'abidvar Mishnah, Amrev Sheshitom Revasi. Ta'abidvar Mishnah is Choser, so why can't he just be Choser? Elid Ta'abishikul Hadat. Echidom Ishikul Hadat. Omrev, Papa can go Traitanoi, Treamurai, the Pligiadari. But the sugya and the alma is aliba the chad minay. Some have the sugya the shmaitata, and others even have the tsurata the shmaitata. Is aliba the chad minay. Va'ozal iu va'ovat ki ida. Hainu shikol adad. Let me get a note. Bitzua b'shlosha d'gribimer. Rachomim omrim pshara b'yachid. Sevrua d'kula yama b'akim pshar ladin. In which case, my love, welcome to again. Mar Savadin Mishlosha, who Mar Savadin Mishnaim? No. I could tell you Kulayama Din Mishlosha, like Rabbi Abo. Welcome to again. Mar Savar Makshinan Pisharaladin, who Mar Savar Lo Makshinan Pisharaladin. So, what are we saying then? Limitlata Tanoe Bishara, Mar Savar Mishlosha, Rav Shimon Gamliel earlier, Mar Savar Mishnaim, and the Chachamim over here, Savar B'yochid. The truth is that Mandi Amar Trey Afilu Chad Nami. Why do you call Trey Keich Lavi Lisahadi? Om Rav Ashi, well, if that's the case, Shmami Na Peshara Ina Tzicha Kinyan. The Yisar Kedai Tech Tzicha Kinyan Lamandi Amar Tzichim Tlata Lomali Tizkei Betrey Velikide Mine Hilchata Peshara Tzicha Kinyan. Tanu Rabbanan Kishem Shadin B'Shlosha Kach B'Tzua B'Shlosha. Nigmar Hadin, he had to reshay Litzor. Rabbi Eliezer ben Asher Yosef Lilomer Asur Litzor. The Chala Botzeh Arize Chote. The Chala Mavorech Ata Botzeh Arize Mena Eitz. Well, then they are Botzeh Aberech, Ni Eitz Hashem. Elo Yikov Adin Ata Har, Shnemar Ki Amishpat Melo Yimu. The Chin Moshe Aya Omer, Yikov Adin Ata Har. Well, Aaron, who was not a Dayan, Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Mesib Shalom, Ben Adam Lachaviro. Shinema Torah Temet Aita Befiyu Vabla Lo Nitsa Besfatav B'Shalom Uvimishor Alachitiv Rabbi Meshid Mi'alon Rabbi Eliezer Amer Harisir Gazal Sa'ar Shochitiv. And he makes a Shid Nuyim Tachana Afa Who cares? He frish B'men Achalah Ketzer Mevorech Ein Zeh Mevorech Ela Min Ha'etz Vel Zeh Ne'amar Botzea Berech B'yetz Hashem Nat Chas V'chalila On a Botzea And the Din Rabbi Meir Omer lo nema bot lo kereged Yehuda Shemar vayom Yehuda lechab Ma betza ki narog et achinu V'chol mevarech et Yehuda reze men ha'et V'al ze nemar uvotzei aberet Nietz Hashem Rabbi Yoshua ben Karuch Omer mitzvah livtzoa Shemar emet u'mishpat shalom Shiftu b'sharech Ha'o b'makob sheish mishpat en shalom B'makob sheish shalom en mishpat Elezo mishpat sheish bo shalom Ave Omer ze bitzua And that's why it's emet. It's the higher darga. V'chein b'David u'omer, v'hi David ose mishpat u'tzdaka. Halakom makom sheish mishpat en tzdaka, makom shel tzdaka en mishpat, ela ezeo mishpat sheyesh bo tzdaka, v'yom eze bitzua. Now, following is atanakava. Tanat adin zikat azakai chigev et achayav, v'ra'a shnitchayev ani mamon, v'shilayim lo v'ani mitor v'etor, זה משפט הצדקה, זה משלם דבר דין, נראית. משפט לזה, צדקה לזה, משפט לזה כשהחזיר לו ממון, וצדוק לזה ששחרד לנו לתוך ביתו, סייב לי עוד. כאשר לא יברד, היה לכל עמור, וצלכל עמור, ושצי לעניים מבו, אלא that way you're learning it. משפט לזה, שלום לזה, מה אתה יכול עמור? אלא אף על פי שלא שירים מתוך ביתו זהו משפט וצדקה every משפט וצדקה משפט לזה וצדקה לזה משפט לזה שהחזיר לו ממונו צדקה לזה שהוציא כזיבה מתחת ידו רבי שמעון בן מנשה אומר שניים שבאו לפניך לדין עד שלא תשמע דבריהם או מי שתשמע דבריהם ואין אתה יודע לאיך נדין אותה אתה רשאי מה לומר להם צאו וביצעו מי שתשמע דבריהם, אתה יודע איך הנדין נוטה, היא אתה רשאי לומר להם צאו וביצעו, שנאמר, פותר מים, עוני רשית מדון, לפני התגלה הריב, נטוש. קודם שנתגלה הריב, אתה יכול לנטשו, אבל מי שנתגלה הריב, היא אתה יכול לנטשו. רבי יהודה בן לקיש אומר, שניים שבאו לדין, אחד רך ואחד קשה, זה עד שלא תשמע דבריהם, או מי שתשמע דבריהם, יהיה אתה יודע עליך מדינות. So then אתה רשם אמר להם, אין אני נזקק לכם. שם אני אתחייב חזק, ונמצא חזק רודפו. But מי שתשמע דבריהם, ואתה יודע עליך מדינות, then you're already dying. So אתה יכול לומר להם, אין אני נזקק לכם. שנאמר לו, תגורו מפני איש. רבי יושב בן כרחה אומר, מניין לתלמיד, שיושב לפני רבו, וראה זכות לעני וחובה לישיר, מניין שלו ישתוק, שאמר לא תגורו מפני איש. ובחנין אמר, לא תגורו means לא תכניס דבריך מפני איש. ויהיו עדים יודעים את מי הם מעידים, ולפני מי הם מעידים, ומי עתיד להיפרע מהם. שאמר ויעמדו שני האנשים אשר להם הריב לפני השם. And later I forgot to tell you that אנשים אשר להם הריב, the Gemara is going to learn out later, there's a reference to the עדים. ויהיו הדיינים יודעים את מי הם דנים ולפני מי הם דנים ומי עתיד להיפרע מהם שנאמר אלוהים ניצב בעדת אל וכן ביהושפט אומר ויאמר על השופטים ראו מה אתם עושים כי לא לאדם תשפוט כי להשם שמה יאמר הדיין מה לי בצער הזה תעמוד לומר יהושפט continues אם אכן בדבר משפט אין על הדיין אלא מה שאינב רואות